Maseches Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4. This Mishnah deals with a fascinating question. What if a person is wealthy, but he's traveling, and on his travels, he ends up having no cash, no ability to borrow funds, and therefore right now he's in need. Is he allowed to take from the Peah like a Chicha, Maaser Ani, or not? And if he does partake of it, does he have to make some kind of restitution later on? The Mishnah says, Bal HaBayis, a wealthy person, Shaya Over Memakom LaMakom, who is traveling from one place to another place, V'tzarich Litol Leket Shecha Upeya U'Maaser Ani, and he has a need right now because he has nothing to eat to take from the Leket or the Shecha or the Peya or the Maaser Ani. Yitol, he may take, but U'Kishiyachazor LaBeiso, when he gets home to his hometown, Yishalem, he has to pay. That is to say, he has to make restitution. He took food, which would have otherwise gone to the Aniyim, so they lose out, and he wasn't really poor in the grand scheme of things. Therefore, he has to reimburse them. According to Yishalmi, that would mean that he would actually have to like send a check to the town he was visiting, to their Kupa Shel Tzedaka, to provide for the Aniyim in some compensatory way. V'chacham omrim, ani haya ba'osa sha'a, the Chum say no. At that time, when he took that Peah like at Shecha Maaser Ani, he was a bona fide eligible party because he had nothing to eat then and there. And the fact that he had money back home doesn't change anything. And therefore, he has no obligation whatsoever to reimburse the Aniyim of the town from which he took that because he was eligible. And that is the halacha. Halacha to Chachamim that one does not need to make any restitution or compensation since he was entitled at the time. The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos says that really, even though it's true that he doesn't have to make her a din, the proper thing to do is, of course, to send some kind of compensation to the poor people of that town now that he has access to his funds.